The challenge to Fayette County's at-large method of election was initially filed in 2011. The Georgia State Conference of the NAACP, the Fayette County branch, and about 10 African-American registered voters of Fayette County are the plaintiffs. The defendants are the Fayette County Board of Commissioners. Leah Aiden is an attorney with the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. She says it was clear that a black candidate would never win a seat on the county commission or school board.
The majority of the county, which is largely made up of white voters, always dilutes the vote of the voters of color, even when the voters of color vote in mass for a preferred candidate.
In his opinion, U.S. District Judge Timothy Batten Sr. wrote a violation of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act is established if, based on the totality of circumstances, it is shown that members of the minority group have less opportunity than other members of the electorate to participate in the political process and to elect representatives of their choice. Attorney Leah Aiden calls the ruling victorious and much needed.
What we are trying to do with this litigation is to make sure that our clients and other clients in the county get leadership that actually represents them and actually makes living in Fayette County good for all people.
Judge Batten ordered the Board of Commissioners and Board of Education to develop a district-based remedial plan that contains at least one district in which black voters comprise a majority of the voting age population by June 25th. Fayette County Commission Chair Steve Brown told WABE he was not ready to comment on the ruling. Rose Scott, WABE News.